Hi, this is a dictation for patient Jocelyn Rountree, JocelynRountree. Date of birth is 4/24/2003. Date of injury is 5/24/2024. Date of birth, okay, date of service is 7/2/2024. His complaints: severe headaches, severe pain in the middle back, neck, headaches, radiation to the left buttock, left upper leg, numbness and tingling of both hands, second, third, fourth, fifth fingers, history of automobile accident. The patient reports that on May 24, 2024, she was involved in an automobile accident at around 11:10 p.m. where she was traveling as a front seat passenger was fleeing with her boyfriend who was the driver and their daughter in the back seat. The daughter is okay, but the husband is being seen here as a patient. They were traveling in a 2013 made Ford Focus, and they were collided into by a they were collided by a 300 Chrysler. They were traveling on 6 Mile and Schaefer in West Detroit. While they were traveling on 6 Mile Road, they were coming out of gas station to go cross the Schaefer. At the intersection when they were stopped, they were T-boned by another car that decided to suddenly make a left turn from the other side instead of going straight through. And at almost like 70, 80 miles an hour, the driver was intoxicated and was ticketed and ran away from the sign, I think. Later on was caught. The patient reported that she was not wearing seatbelt at the time of accident. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. There was a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The car is total. Engine fell down. All the driver's side window is smashed, door is smashed, axle is suspension are all broken. Regarding the injury, patient report that her whole body hit into the door on the right side. Her head hit into the door and she cannot remember everything, but she didn't pass out. Airbag did not deploy and there was a hit and run accident. No fracture or bleeding happened. She was taken to the emergency room, Sinai Grace Hospital, by ambulance, where she was there for 12 hours. CT scan of the back was done and was found to be okay, including all the neck, middle back, and lumbar spine. Medications were provided like Tylenol, muscle relaxer. She has not seen any doctor or physical therapy chiropractor since this accident. Regarding the pain, history of presenting illness, patient suffering from mild to moderate headaches. They go from 5 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they're moderate and usually they're involving the whole entire head, including the vertex, front, both temples and occipital area. And off and on. And they are sensitive to light and the noise, but there is no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Patients do not have any symptoms of PBI. She denies any vision problem, dizziness, vertigo. No ear ringing, buzzing, no double vision, spots in the vision, no incontinence, no nausea, vomiting, no memory problem or forgetfulness or disorientation. There is no other issues that are reported like loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no smell problem, no taste problem, TMJ problems are not reported, no history of any febrile anesthesia, no anxiety, depression, panic, no incontinence, no trouble walking, and no lightheadedness, weakness. You can sleep for 4 hours and walk for maximum 10 minutes. You can sit sideways, it is painful. Walking is sometimes slightly painful. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has pain in the neck, which is only 2 or 3. Mid-back pain is around 8 to 10, and lower back pain is around 7. Some radiation of pain is reported to the left buttock and left upper thigh, posteriorly in S1-S2 dermatome fashion. He also has a numbness and tingling of second, third, fourth finger and fifth finger on the left and on the right is second, third, and fourth only. They experience numbness and tingling and some weakness of the grips. No pain in the shoulder is reported, no pain in the elbow is reported, no pain in either of the hips, knees, or a foot is reported. However, occasionally there is a numbness and tingling of just the 5 toes on the left foot. These pains are described to be continuous and as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching, tender, 6 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and ADLs are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, and improved by lying down and medications. There is no motor weakness or grip, poor grips reported, no history of fall or loss of balance. In the history of the investigation, patient had a visit to the emergency room on the day of accident where CT scan of the spine and x-rays were found negative. Regarding treatment, patient has not seen any doctor, physical therapist, or chiropractor since the accident. She has described home treatments in Tylenol, Motrins. And we review the records for the system review, surgical history, allergy history, ADLs, family history, relationship status, and employment status. She works at an auto warehouse work, machine operator, 5 to 30 pound lifting, standing all day. Unemployed due to the pain. Legal history, Richmond law firm, personal history, none. Please review the ADLs also. Physical examination. 21-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. The hydration is good. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. Patient is able to walk reasonably well with no limping or antalgia gait. And vital signs, blood pressure is 147 over 100, pulse 70. Pulse ox is 100, height 5'6", weight 140. The rest of the exam is completely normal from the template, including neurological, psychological exam. In the musculature examination, kindly mention there is a severe spasm of the left trapezius muscle, left quadratus lumborum muscle, and left SI joint is tender. The rest of the muscles are appearing completely normal in tone, bulk, and contraction, and no fasciculation, clonus, abnormal tremors noticed. No other muscle spasm is noticed. Musculoskeletal examination. Please mention that there is, on inspection, normal appearing spine, except there is a tenderness of T6 to T12 spine with the paravertebral muscle spasm noticed in the area of the left-sided T1 to T12 area of the paravertebral muscles with no trigger points. Rest of the paravertebral muscles are normal. However, the left-sided quadratus lumborum and left-sided trapezius muscle is completely in spasm. Range of motion for the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 40. Bilateral side flexion is 30 and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35. Bilateral extension, the extension is 15. Side flexion is 15. Rotation is 15. Hyperextension is not painful. Hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in the cervical spine. Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lehrman test are all negative. Destruction test is negative, so all test is negative. Myelopathy signs are absent. Thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Bulginski Koenig test negative. Straight leg raise test is positive at 40 degrees. And CHEM test was positive. Breger test and Bulginski sign negative. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. SI joint. Left sacroiliac joint is positive for tenderness, but positive for fiber test and constant test. However, standing flexion test, iliac compression test, standing flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test is positive with tenderness elucidated in the left SI joint. Destruction test is negative. Tender work sign is negative. Examination of both hands was conducted. Other than the rest of the extremities are completely normal, please use the template to type it. Both the hand and wrist were examined and found to be completely normal for grip, for reflexes, circulation. There are no swelling, deviation, fracture, ulcer, wound, or any atrophy of any pinna prominence. Range of motion of all the fingers and hand is normal. No tenderness of the carpal tunnels noticed. Motor power is normal, sensations are intact, and peripheral pulses are normal. The carpal tunnel testing with the tinels and phalanx sign was found to be negative. Median nerve is not tender on percussion. Right foot and ankle is also completely normal to examine. Diagnosis. MVA V89.2 X60 in the general, Z79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, nerve M79.2, muscles M62.9, ligaments M54.0. Upper extremity, pain in the right and left hand, M79.642 and 79.641. Pain in the right, in the left foot is M79.672. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, M54.12, S13.4 XXA. Thoracic spine M54.5, 51.27. Oh no, that is lumbar spine. M54.5, 51.27, M54.16, S33.5 XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3 XXA. SI joint M54.17, S33.5 XXA, M46.1. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows for Jocelyn Roundtree. Physical therapy is ordered to focus on the thoracic spine and maybe cervical spine and lower spine and both sacroiliac joints 2 times a week with traction and massage. Disability is ordered for 7 hours, 5 days light duty job, 5 pound lifting limit. Medications, naproxen is provided 500 twice a day, 15 days, 30 tablets for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 milligrams 3 times a day, 30 tablets for muscle relaxation. Lidocaine gel 5%, 200 gram daily, PRN for topical pain relief. Gabapentin 600 milligrams twice a day for radiculopathy and headaches. Here is said 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 75 tablets for headaches. non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. I refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. A review of the available MRI and medical records is not possible. The records have been ordered released from the hospital. Emergency room, Sinai Grace. Once they're reviewed, they'll be incorporated into the next visit. International pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care and caseworker, none. Investigation are not being recommended right now. DMEs are ordered, which is back brace only. The follow-up visit in 15 days. Contact and support, yes. Thank you.